mist, through the wood, through the darkness and the shadows. It's a nightmare, but it's one exciting ride. Say a prayer, then we're there at the drawbridge of a castle, and there's something truly terrible inside. It's a beast.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment Live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside Joseph J. The Beast.
I thought Gaston did the best, by the way.
And the beauty is Trisha, Eric the Great, and the lovely Kathleen is also the beauty and not the beast, because Eric's not a beast. Or
thank
is
you.
He a beast?
Joseph
Kathleen.
Seemed to think I was.
Kill the beast! Kill the beast! Well, kill the beast!
Well, let's ask Kathleen.
He wants to kill me.
Is Eric a beast, ever?
No,
you're
never
a beast. You're always a gentleman.
Correct.
Oh, good for you.
Was Luke what? Evans, okay. Was Gaston attractive? Did you find him attractive? You like that big, strong, tall, muscular guys,
but
right?
He didn't look that big, strong, and muscular as I would have pictured Gaston. But I will tell you, there is a person who I would have casted as the prince.
Okay.
And he is calling us in right now. I think he would have been the perfect prince in Beauty
Dave,
and the Beast.
We had a segue there.
That's right. That was a good segue. Planned without me. I love it. Okay. However, such a great movie. Broken Memories. Ivan Sergei, lead actor. Ivan,
no,
how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Oh, man. Of course, we met out up at the Sedona International Film Festival. I've seen your movies, the movie, at least two times so far. And it is a phenomenal, great movie. Why don't you describe a little bit of it, and then we'll get into the depth of it.
Well, thank you. And, you know, thanks for all the support. You know, little movies like this, little independent movies that are about something, they're always so hard to get that word out. It's hard enough to even get the movie made sometimes, but then to get the word out and to have people see it and appreciate the work and the story is really great. So thank you guys over there.
You're more than welcome.
Yeah, Broken Memories is stars Rance Howard as well, and it's about a family going through Alzheimer's. And, you know, I say a family because so often it's not only that person who's affected with Alzheimer's, but it's the whole family, and everybody put into a same situation handles it differently, and it's just a really interesting glimpse into the caretakers and, you know, something that's really very prevalent in our society now, Alzheimer's.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And I thought this movie in particular was one of the best movies ever written. It was beautifully written. I mean, there's so many gems in here and lessons for the audience to take back with them. Like when he said, you know, his reality is different than ours. Of course, talking about Jasper, played by Rance Howard, of course, the dad of Ron Howard. There was a lot of lessons to learn. And of course, you as the lead actor, being the son, you sort of transformed as the process went on in the movie. And talk about that. What did you learn, not only on set, but as a person about this movie?
Well, you know, it's interesting what you said. It's something that I'd never really thought of before, but Rance has this line saying, if I wake up every morning and I don't remember yesterday, you know, am I still that same person? You know, are we just consistent of the memories that we hold? And one of the lines that my character Levi says is, you know, I remember. And it's interesting because you do remember all these things, all these times, and you're sharing them with someone who doesn't remember them anymore. And you go through a lot of different processes. You know, I'm sure there's anger first, there's denial, you know, there's acceptance, there's laughing, there's crying, there's these brief moments where you see this glimpse of this person that's raised you for 40 some odd years. And you know, you see these glimpses of him and that he can remember, and that brings so much comfort to you and joy. And then the next minute, they're like, hi, who are you? And, you know, I haven't had to deal with it personally in my life, but I felt such a connection with Rance as an actor and as a person that I kind of went through that roller coaster myself of the pain and the joy of something like that. It was a really beautiful written movie, too, beautifully written by Frankie Lauderdale. And then Michael Wirth, our director, came in, and he did lots of rewrites. And, you know, we shot the movie in 12 days, which is a feat in itself. And so every night, you know, 12, 14 hours you work in the day, and then you go home, and you've got another 10 pages to study. And every night I was texting him or calling him, you know, what about this, or how do we do this, or what's going to happen here? It was a really amazing experience. You know, after 25 years of working, I can probably count on one or two hands the movies that I'm as proud of as this one. And you know, you said it beautifully. It's really beautifully written and produced and directed.
Well, and the feeling of family amongst the cast that was there at the Sedona Film Festival was just palpable. I mean, you guys bonded over this film, and it's amazing that that happened within just that 12 days of shooting, and that it has continued since the film has completed. But I will say this. I really, really love the fact that the caregiver is you, Levi, a male, taking care of his father as well as taking care of the family farm. You know, all too often with our stereotypical, the daughter takes care of the parent, you know, when needed. But you bring, I mean, like I said, I think you would have been the perfect person to be cast as the prince in Beauty and the Beast, because you have you look strong, you know, like you could handle the farm and you could handle all this stuff, but you have that emotional side, and you, it comes out in this film so wonderfully to show, you know, you, the way that the emotions play across your face and everything, it is just so 100% believable. And I love, even though this is not a romance film, there are moments of romance between you and one of the female characters.
Yeah, played by Kelly Grayson, who actually was brought in to kind of help me with Jasper, and I think in reality, she ended up helping me with myself and helping Levi to become his own man and recognize, you know, that there's a different reality going on right here than what he's trying to do.
You know, this film also was about healing. I thought you as a character had a great recognition of the own healing process, not remembering certain things that Jasper remembered. And it made an impact on you as a person. But also Maggie was phenomenal in really teaching you that, hey, you know, it's not our reality, it's their reality. It matched their model of the world in which to heal them too and make them feel comfortable.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the, you know, you can have five people put into the exact same situation, and we all take everything that we go through in life personally. It has to do with us and how it will affect us, and you know, so it's difficult to look at something. You can always say, oh, I can see this, I can put myself in their shoes, but in reality, you can't. You can imagine what it's like, but there's really nothing like actually being somebody in a situation, and it's hard, like I said, it's hard not to think of yourself. And I think one of the things that, you know, I was trying to do with Levi was, you know, is Levi going to get Alzheimer's? Is this, you know, it's genetic. Is this something that I'm going to get? I don't even remember this thing that my father, who has Alzheimer's, remembers. I appreciate you saying that, because it was an emotional roller coaster. I made sure to tell, because I cried so many times when we were making this movie. And at the end, I was like, you know, Michael, when you go in the cutting room there, don't let him be crying all the time. You know, this, you know, let it be a roller coaster of the joy that's happening too. But it was. We ended up being a real family. You know, I go to the gym with Michael now 2-3 times a week, and we work out. I've done 2 other films with him. We're working on other films. And Cassie Cruz, I think you said you had seen God's Ears, right?
I don't know if you saw that at the festival.
I'm not sure if you did.
Yeah, it might have been Tricia. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe it was a different conversation. But Cassie and Michael have worked together before. Cassie and Kelly had worked together before.
Yeah.
Rance and I, we just went out to a play. We saw Al Pacino in a play a couple of weeks ago. You know, when you find amazing people in the industry, it's really difficult to keep that friendship, because everybody goes off and they have their other projects or they have their lives at home and all. So you have to work hard to keep these relationships,
right.
And it's something I've really tried to do.
Well, and Rance going through something similar with his wife, who recently passed away. She was diagnosed right after this film, and it sounds like a lot of you in the cast really supported him through that as well.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. To love someone is to, again, try to understand what they're going through. And, you know, when you've lived your life or 20 years or however long with someone and then they disappear, you know, what is your life now? You know, every day you spent with this person and now they're not there anymore. You know, I'll tell you an interesting story, because I had such an amazing relationship with Rance, but also with Judy, his wife. And we had seen each other after filming and so forth, and then we came to do an initial screening and give notes and so forth. And we were all sitting around the table, and I was sitting right next to Judy, and we're all talking. And about 20 minutes into it, she goes, "And who are you again?" And it broke my heart, you know. And what I was saying about taking things personally, it's like, wow, she doesn't remember me. You know, I could see how she wouldn't remember this other person or this other person, but how does she not remember me?
Right.
And I can't imagine if that were my mother, or a family member. She's a beautiful woman. The memorial service was a beautiful memorial. And again, you leave behind these people and these memories, and that's how you continue living on.
Now, I'm curious. I know this was at the Sedona International Film Festival. How can people find out more information about it or future plans for the release?
Well, there's a website for Broken Memories. I believe distribution is just around the corner. And so hopefully it'll be getting out there and possibly be on TV with a limited theatrical release. But it's like I was saying earlier, that people like you helping put the word out is our best way, because making a movie about this, you always want to make the money back for the investors. You appreciate that the investors want to put their money up about a movie that means something. And of course, that's important to them, but you always want to make sure that they can make their money back so you can even go and make another movie about something else.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And wow, I can't believe we're at the end of the segment, but we're going to stay on top of this movie. It was certainly one of my favorites of the Sedona International Film Festival. Ivan Sergei, thank you so much for calling in. Let's have you on again, and we'll also have Rance on and a couple others. Really appreciate you.
Yeah, you too. Joseph, Tricia, thank you so much.
And Dave.
Well, of course, he already said thank you to him.
Oh, yeah. Ivan, thanks again. We'll talk to you soon.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Thank you.
What a great guy. This guy's a great actor, too. You got to see this just for the acting.
He would have been a perfect Beast
in
Pants.
He is a cool. They're all so nice. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX. Everyone have a great weekend. Joseph J., what do you have to say in 5 seconds?
Go see Beauty and the Beast.
That's right.
Yes,
everyone have a great weekend.